Welcome to the Wired for Success podcast, your show for ambitious, mission-driven entrepreneurs who want to build million-dollar businesses without sacrificing their health, relationships, or happiness, who understand that in order to build their empire, they need a solid foundation, and that the more they are thriving, the more their business is thriving too. This show brings you the very best from science, self-development, and entrepreneurship to set you up for sustainable success. Hi, I'm Claudia Garbutt, the scientist turned mindset and high performance coach for entrepreneurs, and I help you get wired for success. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another short and sweet solo episode of the Wired for Success podcast, where we talk about all things science, self-development, and entrepreneurship that help you get to that next level of success in your life and business. The topic I want to focus on today is practicing self-compassion. And this is a topic that I'm sometimes having a hard time with myself. I guess for many of us ambitious, perfectionistic, driven, high achievers, self-compassion really is an issue. It has to do with the way we grew up and the mental maps we have formed about how the world works. We grew up learning that we have to work hard in order to be a valued and valuable member of the family and society, that laziness is a sin, that self-compassion is for losers and or hippies, that we have to give our best at all times to be lovable, that if things don't work out the way we want, we just have to try harder next time, that we can rest when we are dead, or something along those lines. To us, practicing self-compassion can feel like a weakness or like we are losing our edge. We kind of believe that the constant pressure we put on ourselves keeps us on our toes, and we feel that we need that kind of pressure to achieve our goals. It's as if we fear that as soon as we let go of that behavior and we start to be kind to ourselves, everything would just start to fall apart and we would end up sitting on the sofa watching Netflix all day long. So we keep pushing ourselves and criticizing ourselves because we don't want to be lazy or unproductive. We definitely don't want others to think we are lazy. We want to be productive and we want to feel accomplished, right? So if this has been your experience too, I'd like you to take a step back and question that kind of thinking today. Are those beliefs really true? Would we really end up sitting on the sofa watching Netflix all day long as soon as we silenced that harsh inner critic? Would everything we've worked so hard for fall apart if that inner voice started to be kinder and more supportive? Let's do a little digging to see where those beliefs might have come from in the first place. If practicing self-compassion has been hard for you too, I'd like you to think back to what the people in your family told you about working hard, taking breaks, practicing self-compassion, etc. What did you hear over and over again until it crystallized into a core belief? What did the people around you model when it came to self-compassion? What patterns did you see over and over again? If you'd like, you can take a pen and paper and write down everything that comes to your mind when you think back to your childhood and the things you heard and saw that really influenced how you think about achievement, performance, and self-worth. When we grow up, we are likely to adopt the same beliefs, values, and behavior patterns that our caregivers model and our environment supports. They kind of become our blueprint for understanding the world around us and the filters for what we see and how we interpret and experience events in our lives. Now, if our environment valued performance and rewarded achievement, while at the same time punished laziness, failure, and low performance, we tend to become anxious, perfectionist, high achievers with a very harsh inner critic who never stops pointing out that someone else has done better, that we should be doing this and that, and that we somehow never quite measure up to be good enough, to deserve the good things we want in life. For me, for instance, I grew up in a family where everyone was always busy and always working hard. We didn't just take time off and relax because there's always a better use for your precious time. Instead of sitting around and enjoying the sun, you could do some gardening instead. Instead of reading fiction, well, you could read nonfiction and learn something. Instead of enjoying your weekend, you could earn some extra money with a side hustle. Instead of going on vacation, you could do an internship. So I kind of never really learned how to switch off. I couldn't sit still without feeling lazy and guilty. And my inner critic would always push me to do something productive so that everyone would be proud of me and I would feel worthy. But to be honest, I never really felt like I was measuring up to my own high standards. No matter what I did, I always felt like an imposter who would someday be found out. Does that sound familiar? Maybe you grew up in a similar environment and it has shaped your thoughts and behavior in a similar way. So here's what's going on there. If this is what we've internalized, our self-perception is one of constant lack of not being enough, not deserving the success we want. And this is in turn affecting our behavior and can lead to self-fulfilling prophecies. We are trying our best all the time only to be disappointed because we never live up to our own expectations. Here's the thing though. To us, good enough means nothing less than perfect. And perfect is an illusion. There's no such thing as perfection. So we keep chasing this illusion, believing that all we have to do is try harder, and then we'll eventually get there. Over time, this often leads into a negative downward spiral that not only jeopardizes our mental and emotional health, but our physical well-being as well. Often our lack of self-compassion will also show in our relationship with others. Their small flaws drive us crazy. Instead of accepting them for who they are, we'd like to change them so that they conform to our beliefs and values. We are quick to judge and criticize. Does that sound familiar? We need to learn how to be patient, kind, and non-judgmental with ourselves before we can be patient, kind, and non-judgmental with others. So what can we do to turn our harsh inner critic into a kinder and more supportive one? Studies have shown that self-awareness and understanding are more effective than traditional cognitive training. I don't want to overwhelm you with too many things at once, so for today I'd like to focus on shifting just one belief, and then I'd like to give you a little awareness exercise that you can practice throughout the week. Ready? The new belief that I'd like you to adopt today is you can be kind to yourself and still achieve your goals. This is a very important belief because it gives you permission to achieve with ease and to receive without resistance. Because this is another thing that often comes up for anxious overachievers. We don't trust things that come easy. We tend to choose the hard way over the easy way. But most times, that's just making life unnecessarily hard, right? So repeat after me. I can be kind to myself and still achieve my goals. Awesome. Now let's talk about your challenge for the week. Practice forgiveness. I know, that's not an easy thing to do, yet it's super powerful and very liberating. And maybe your thoughts are immediately jumping to a person who wronged you and you think that there's no way in hell you could ever forgive that person. And that's okay. That's not what this week's exercise is all about. This week, I'd like you to practice forgiving yourself. Stop punishing yourself for your mistakes. You are valuable for who you are, not what you do. And you don't have to be perfect to be valuable, lovable, and worthy. I'd like you to become aware of all the times throughout the week when you feel that you don't measure up to your own expectations, and that leads you to feel unworthy. Whenever you notice that you criticize yourself harshly for some kind of mistake, flaw, perceived failure, or shortcoming, stop for a moment and breathe. Then remind yourself that nobody's perfect. Remind yourself about the new belief we just talked about. You can be kind to yourself and still achieve your goals. And then forgive yourself, learn from it, and let it go. That's it for today. Hope this helped. Have a great week and talk soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Wired for Success podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. That's a fantastic, easy, and zero-cost way to help the show grow. Just use the link in the show notes and make my day. Want more? For quick, actionable tips and insights to guided meditations and a side of biohacking, join my inner circle and get access to exclusive subscriber-only content. Again, just use the link in the show notes to join the tribe. Thank you for your support and see you on the other side. Take care and talk soon. Bye.